25th Annual Sunset Herb Fest with native plants, flowers, fresh herbs, garden art and herbal products, crafts, silent auction. Lafayette Parish Master Gardeners will answer questions on gardening, fertilizer, plants that attract hummingbirds at the 25th Annual Sunset Herb Fest, sponsored by the Sunset Garden Club, Sunset, Louisiana. Saturday, May 7th, 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. Admission only $5. More info at sunsetherbfestival.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
Yep. 504-556-9696. That's a call-in number if you would like to call in and voice your opinion. The Coast Guard brought charges against me 2003, March 6th, about 2 weeks before the launch of the war in Iraq. This started under the Bush administration, which we all know is a Nazi organization. George W. Bush, they brought charges against me March 6, 2003, and they didn't bring me to trial until May of 2008. I lost my homes. I lost everything. I was basically held in a hotel while they were prosecuting me. The Coast Guard has a way of doing things that is not close to anything. We are federal maritime officers, naval officers, working in the maritime industry as officers in the United States Merchant Marine with the Naval Commission to back up, you know, to give us more protection so that if push comes to shove and we're in a war, we have naval officers on board to protect us from anything that happens overseas. And now this has been taken down by Bush. This has the American President Lines, American Flag Shipping, which was sold off to Neptune Orient Lines, which was owned and controlled by the Singaporean government. You know, Bush wanted to have our cargo scanned by the People's Liberation Army, the right-wing military junta in power in China. he wanted Hutchinson Wampo to scan our cargo. Our merchant marine is not anything to be spoken of. We used to have the largest merchant marine in the world after World War II, but the Bush administration did more harm to American flag shipping. It's now German shipping going to that. You know, the cell that planned 9/11 was out of Hamburg, Germany. You know, I just can't believe that we have a... this has bothered me forever. How can we, as Californians, elect Arnold Schwarzenegger to be governor? And he was pushing for president. He wanted to be, still wants to be president, you know. But how can we elect Arnold Schwarzenegger as president when he has, is on the cover of Time magazine with the SS belt buckle, his father's, with his arm around Michael Bloomberg? Hello. You know, Michael Bloomberg is knighted by the crown. Arnold Schwarzenegger, his father, was an SS officer. The Werner von Braun was an SS, a German Nazi Party member. These Nazis were brought into the United States through program Paperclip. And there are five spies that were brought into, that were tried to be covered up by Roosevelt, and these five spies were brought into the United States through the U.S. Coast Guard. It was a shadow government, a shadow espionage, spy. They weren't found out through any cunning on our part. They turned themselves in when they got here, open for clemency. The shoreside Coast Guard officer or personnel took a bribe and huddled them into the United States. The first Coast Guard commandant, Admiral Bertov, was knighted by the Royal Crown in 1915 when it was started, not in 1791 like they keep trying to. There's two court cases that prove, there are federal court cases that prove and show that the Coast Guard is not a branch of military. It is a federal civil service that protects your right and other people's rights. We're going to pray. We'll be right back.
Without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it. Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
You are my sunshine.
Hi, I'm Big John Mason. Did you know that Governor Jimmy Davis loved Louisiana so much he gave us our state's official song, You Are My Sunshine? If you love Louisiana and you enjoy cutting-edge news and political commentary, then please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 1 to 2 p.m., broadcasting live from WGSO 990 AM in the heart of New Orleans.
Hey all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans. The Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz. New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
Hey, this is Kevin Love from the Cleveland Cavaliers. At times, life can feel scary, and we can get overwhelmed by anxiety. Mindfulness can help you get through these tough times. My nonprofit is partnering with Headspace to offer free content to help you stress less. It's as easy to do as this. Take a big, deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. In and out. Head to kevinlovefund.org/headspace and be kind to your mind.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
All right. I've been doing this for 20 years or so, pretty close to you. That's how long the Coast Guard's been after me. Admiral Allen, Coast Guard Admiral Allen, is a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. He shut down the Gulf. Anybody remember it with the Deepwater Horizon? With stuff that went on with that. The story's being changed all the time. He's now at NASA, and I'm throwing out the warning bells. I don't think I'm going to survive. I don't know. I've been putting out the warning signs, the warning bells, we've had the German royalty and the German British royalty and the German Yiddish royalty attacking the United States over time. The War of 1812, the War of the Civil War, Spanish-American War, World War One, World War Two, World War Three, or the Cold War as we call it, Vietnam, Korea. These have all been attacks on American sovereignty, American reality, American autonomy, to where, you know, World War, Civil War, let's go back to the War of 1812. That was the Titles of Nobility Act that forbade any American or apparently an American from taking any lands or property or title or anything of any worth or value from a foreign entity, mostly a crown, because that's what it was. It was crowns around the world. These are, you know, I saw somebody put up eugenics and what the meaning of that was, noble birth, which is pretty much true. But then we had the Spanish-American War, and then World War One, and they switched the Coast Guard came in centralizing and central power. Then World War Two, the war to end all wars, which is World War One. But at the end of World War Two, we had the Federal Administrative Procedure Act that changed forever the separation of powers doctrine, which was our founding doctrine. It was so important because people read and understood and knew that it was seminal, that you had to have separation of powers, the federal co-equal branches of the legislative, the executive, and the judicial. And we've had all the powers assimilated into the executive branch, like a king, more powerful than a king. And this has been going on for 40, 50, 60, 70, 100 years and piecemeal. And now they have and are trying to put into force and effect the rule of law, to where we have no law, to where, you know, I can't even believe that I've lasted this long from within a military tribunal with no help whatsoever, standing on my own. Even my own attorneys, they were told that they have to. This is after I was in federal district court suing them, and they, this is the, you know, most over, well, the most exaggerated, if not, I hate to say it that way, the most, trying to think of a way to say it, the most extreme example of whistleblower activity, I filed civil complaints, and then I was brought into a military tribunal, and held on to while the lieutenant who charged me, Lieutenant Tribble, went away to law school, became a JAG officer, and then took over the case and was the prosecutor in his own case that he brought the charges against me for. They changed the charges. They were supposedly to tie it to I got a traffic ticket. I didn't file it, or no, I did file it, and I put it on my record, and I was denied upgrade of my license for a year. So this is because of Exxon Valdez and Joe Hazelwood and all that. But I don't operate the ship. I'm an engineer. I'm a watch engineer. It was double jeopardy, where the Federal Executive Administrative Courts of the Coast Guard brought charges against me for being depressed and prosecuted me aggressively for that. First, you know, the very first hearing I had with the lieutenant, AAA, and he's going away to law school. He's set up for the Coast Guard, by the Coast Guard, to become a JAG officer. And he he's sitting in the proceedings with ALJ McKenna, Administrative Law Judge McKenna, and they had a hearing on this in Congress. They were called hearing officers, executive branch hearing officers, and they're supposed to go out and get all the information, all the data, and then turn it over to the courts, if anything, because they're not supposed to carry on executive branch trials. There's an important case, Reed versus Covert, that 1957, that overturned the decision from 1956 of Reed versus Covert. It was the only time that the same sitting of the same Supreme Court overturned itself within a year, because the issue could not be left to stand. We'll be back in after this break. I'm really hurting, people. I need a lawyer and some relief.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Tom Fitzmaurice here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day, brought to you by Dornex, just voted one of the Food and Wine Magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary Word is
ouzo, the Greek answer to absinthe and pastis. Ouzo is a high alcohol spirit with a flavor of anise and usually a few other hard-to-pick-out bottom notes. Ouzo is clear in its bottle and turns cloudy when added to water, as it usually is. When served with crushed ice, it turns pale blue as well as cloudy. Although it is comparable in flavor and alcohol to liqueurs used as after-dinner drinks, ouzo usually precedes the meal and is drunk all the way through. It is common for the host of a table in a taverna to order an entire bottle of ouzo, and for a party of four or more to drink it all. The word ouzo is now recognized by the European community as being distinctly the property of Greece.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Bow Bridge Representative Mike Huval is having a hard time connecting with House colleagues on his bill to ban use of a handheld cell phone while driving. Michelle Southern has that.
Huval says his legislation will cut down on distracted driving, but opponents raise concerns over enforcement and what if you have an older vehicle that doesn't have Bluetooth technology. Huval told AME Representative Robbie Carter there's inexpensive products you can buy so you can talk and drive without handling a phone.
I'm saying you've got the phone right there. Tell me how you dial a number on it hands-free.
Just come watch me, Robbie.
I can't dial a phone hands-free.
Well, that's not my fault.
After that exchange, a vote was taken and the bill failed to pass, Huval can bring his measure up for another vote. I'm Michelle Southern.
Did you file your taxes using TurboTax? Intuit Software has agreed to pay customers back over $141 million for misleading claims their tax service was free. Plaintiff's attorneys say that Intuit TurboTax's free, free, free ad campaign was actually not free. If you use them, you should get your filing fee sent back to you. That's usually around $30. This is news on LRN.
Check this out. Pick up your big bucks and play Jumbo Bucks from the lottery. Win up to $18,000. Visit your favorite lottery retailer and ask for Jumbo Bucks today for your chance to win up to $18,000. Listen up, folks. If you love bingo, then play Bingo Plus from the lottery. Win up to $30,000. Visit any lottery retailer and ask for Bingo Plus today for your chance to win up to $30,000. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Louisiana families and businesses, big and small, depend on the good folks driving the big rigs. From the food we eat to the things we use every day, they're the link in the supply chain that delivers what we need wherever we need it. Thanks, Louisiana truckers, for making life go round. Sponsored by the LMTA Foundation, promoting Louisiana's trucking industry.
Louisiana truckers make life go round in every Louisiana town.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. at lunchtime, live on WGSO Radio 990 AM, where we'll talk Pelicans basketball, LSU basketball, and UNO basketball with great guests, great interviews. So join me every Monday, noon to 1 p.m. live, WGSO Radio, for another brand new season in the paint.
Hey, y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot, Mondays.
Thank you.
All right, we're back. I was trying to say that Reed versus Covert, it was the only time that the Supreme Court was overturned. And it basically said that we're not supposed to have a competing system of courts from under the executive branch. And it's true. We're not supposed to have a competing system of courts from under the executive branch. They're all supposed to be under the judiciary. And moving these courts to the judiciary won't change them. They need to reestablish them under the judiciary and start from scratch. You know, even the British don't even have administrative law judges from under the executive branch. The Canadians don't have British, or well, they have British now. They don't have the court system from under the executive branch. That's a violation of separation of powers. The same police officer who cited me was the same person who was let, who was helped by the admiral go away and go to law school at the same place that ALJ McKenna went, the first judge who presided over the case. He went away, got his law degree, went to JAG school, and became a JAG officer in the Coast Guard, who then presides over all of this and me while he's wearing his uniform, his military uniform, as a JAG officer of me in a military tribunal. I didn't even get to testify in my own behalf. I didn't even get to enter any evidence. I had 189 pieces of evidence, and the judge let me enter two. He picked whatever two, and that was it. And I'm sitting here years later going, how is this happen in a constitutional republic? It doesn't. We are living in Nazi Germany. Let me go to a call. Cajun Buccaneer.
Hey, Jeff. Eric, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, bro, they set you up just like they did the people that went to, you know, Washington on the 6th of November, I think it was. You know, they set you up, and they, you know, they're trying to set everybody up. They want to destroy you and our whole entire country, definitely. And I'm telling you right now, people need to wake up, because I'm telling you, the government is orchestrating food shortages to starve.
Yeah. It's not our government. It is the European royals of Britain, France, Germany, Italy, the European Union. When we made when the European Union came about, it was the devolvement of the European Economic Community, which was Germany, putting it all together.
I call them the British Nazi Chicom French, Communist Alliance is what I call them, Deep State Alliance. Because they're working together,
yep.
But we need to align together. We need to all to go ahead and, you know, align ourselves behind the Crime Stoppers and the crime fighters and our just and past police over here and the rest of the police in the United States of America. That's why they're trying to defund the police. If they could, they could.
No, but wait one second. This whole thing about Build Back Better is after the destruction. They want to build back better. They don't want to make America great anymore. They want to build back better. as if it's gone, as if it's go ahead.
They don't want to make America great again. They want to make America hate again. You know, everything they say is the opposite of the truth. And it's very easy for me to see that these people are speaking an evil tongue fu, if you understand what I'm saying. You know, and they're playing for the fool. They use propaganda all the time. They play us for the fool. They want us to hate each other and use each other. And it's just, it's working. I mean, at a certain point, you know, America needs to stop listening to those evil people. We need to go ahead and wake up, stand up, rise up and wise up. We need to put on the full armor of God and, you know, put on the mind of Jesus Christ for reading the Bible. We need to rescue the innocent and defend the helpless. Stand in the gaps and watch the wall and never give up and never surrender.
Hey.
I think Jesus says more than 1,000 times in the Bible, do not fear, do not fear, do not fear. And that's what they're using. They're not using chains and handcuffs and ropes to tie us down. They're using propaganda and lies and slander. They want us to stand 6 feet apart from each other. They want us to shut up, put on our masks, and take our vaccination.
Yep.
You know? It's easy for me to see what's going on. And I hope everybody else out there can see
I'm asking, I'm asking for help, though, because I've been sequestered. You wouldn't believe, you know, I'm on the radio to try to get out and get help. I could really, really, really use some help in more ways than one.
Okay. Hey. Listen, I'm just trying to participate and try to get things better for everybody. Because they're not going to stop. They're going to keep attacking as much as possible. Because
They're funded by the British German Crown, which has an ungodly amount of money.
Well, listen, not just them. The Nazi Chi-Com Alliance spends a lot of money in this country all the time. In fact,
but the Nazi Hitler and the Nazis, they were all funded by the British German Crown. They don't care about their own people. They will throw them at the wolves. They will, you know, they sacrificed how many Germans, how many Jewish people, how many Brits did they sacrifice? Because they're Malthusians.
They're doing the same thing right now in Shanghai, China, and many other places with the Uyghurs and all.
Yep.
They're murdering their own people. You know, they're beating on pans and screaming. They're using, you know, artificially intelligent robots to kill people and dogs and cats and everything else over there in Shanghai, China, right now. And it's just a blueprint for America later. Well, I mean, who knows? I mean, Shanghai, China, you know, today, how about the French Quarter tomorrow? You know, people jumping out of the second floor, you know, being starved to death by LaToya Destroyer. That's why I keep pushing not just a border patrol between us and Mexico. How about a border patrol between us and New Orleans, you know?
Well, one thing for sure is Alex Jones has, I think he's, you know, been right on all along.
He has.
Yeah, and I came out at the same time. From around 2000, 2003, when the Coast Guard brought the charges against me, I'm screaming for help, and I've been screaming for help ever since, until 2014, the Ninth Circuit ruled, they can do this. I had to appeal to the Coast Guard Commandant, the head of a branch of military that I'm not in, to appeal my decision. And that was 5-6 years after they brought charges against me.
It's phony. It's all phony. What they did to you was phony.
Yep.
Just as phony. Washington, when the election occurred, you know? And what they're doing to Donald Trump is phony, too. You know, he's the best pro-life president we ever had, the best pro-American president we ever had, and we need him back. And we need Ron DeSantis, too, and other good governors.
Well, but wait. Biden should be out of office right now because he doesn't have a legitimate win in office. And he can't, at first, he couldn't run for office because he was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations.
These people are evil of treason, espionage, and sabotage. It's exactly what it is. You know, they couldn't have got away with this during World War I or World War II because they would have got busted right away and put in jail and put in shackles. These people are guilty of treason, espionage, and sabotage against the peaceful peoples of the United States of America. And we're a republic. We're a democratic republic. We're not a democracy.
Hold on. We're going to break.
Every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Baby, it's cold outside and we'll be getting colder. Call the experts at Stevens and schedule an appointment to tune up your HVAC for the winter months. Stevens AC are local, trusted, with a fantastic reputation for service. Count on them to keep you comfortable all four seasons. Stevens offers maintenance contracts, new installations, and repairs, so you never have to miss a moment of comfort. Call them at 504-962-3421 today.
Cajun Buccaneer, hold on. We're going to go to Paul first, see what he has to share. Paul?
Yes, sir. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing shitty. I'm doing...
I know. And I'm feeling for you. And boy, I've been praying for you, man. I really have been.
I appreciate it.
I can just about imagine all the deal you're going through, man. I mean, I know it's tearing you down physically and mentally, man. Yeah, yep. I know what you're going through because I got some mental things going on with me, and I'm going to tell you, it's no fun when that's happening to you, you know? All the medicine in the world can't fix it sometimes, you know? And just the state of mind you get in, you know what I'm saying? But don't give up, man. Please don't give up, man. Keep up the fight.
Yeah,
you know,
I have to.
And it's not to the democracy for which it stands. It's for the republic for which it stands. And Phil's absolutely right. We are not a democracy. We are a republic, a constitutional republic. And also we have the Declaration of Independence, and we have a Bill of Rights in this country, also, which no other country really has, not like the United States of America, you know?
Thanks to Britain.
It's a damn shame how I want to blame the citizens who are most of these people. They're asleep at the wheel right now. You know what I'm saying?
I'm warning them. I'm telling them, it's here.
I'm trying to do the same thing. And this young generation does not get it, man. You know what I'm saying? Do not. They get it, and they just don't give a damn about it. You follow me? But we're going to lose the country if this generation is carrying the torch right now for my generation. You follow me?
Yep.
We carried the torch for my father's generation. You follow me? And we're trying to keep the flame burning on that torch, you know? Now the flame is almost completely out. Nobody wants to carry the torch.
Oh,
you know,
there's people that want to.
What I'm saying, it's a damn shame, you know?
It's being stifled. There's so much out Truth Social is starting... Twitter, I don't know where Elon Musk lies. He came from South Africa, where Teresa Heinz Carey came from, where she married into the Heinz family and into the Carey family and then divorced them. I don't trust anything out of South Africa.
No. I tell you what, I'm afraid when I get on the telephone for what I'm going to say. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if Big Brother's listening to my conversation.
T-Mobile was owned and controlled by German Telecom when Bush was president.
Well, I'm with Verizon Wireless, but I still don't trust. I don't trust telecommunications anymore, man, because you never know, you know?
No. But Bush said it very succinctly. Mm-hmm. When you want to wiretap, you need a warrant for that. So with a wireless wiretap, you don't need it.
It's all satellite, man. You know, all satellite, man. Everything's computers today, you know.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, when you had an old landline phone, you didn't have to worry about all that. Remember those?
No, it's...
That's the thing of the past now.
Even the... I can't remember the name of this cement corporation from Germany that is the largest in the world. The marine gear manufacturer... I can't think of their name either. ZF Marine. They're the largest gear manufacturer in the world. You know, they have done us in. They have. Yeah. And the corporation is not allowed in the United States. It was not here in the United States until the Civil War, and then it was consummated through General Dynamics and General Electric and General Atomic and all these generals that made their General Electric was started by J.P. Morgan, who gave us the Federal Reserve Act, who gave us the income tax. We didn't used to have income tax until he passed the Federal Reserve Act in 1913. Yeah. You know?
Which should be flying in the face of a law, because it was unlawful for how they did it, you follow me? and everything's being done the same way today, you know? Everything's unlawful. Whatever they do in D.C. is unlawful today. You could write it on a stone tablet what I'm saying, because I'm telling the truth. I'm one person that... I'm not the smartest and the brightest
person alive, but I
understand. I got common sense, man. What I'm trying to say, people don't have common sense like Thomas Paine, when I was coming up.
Huh? Thomas Paine, who wrote Common Sense, they put a price on his head for writing a book called Common Sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's...
You know, I want to say one last thing. I remember when I was... I'm going to be 70 years old on October the 8th of this year.
God bless.
I remember as a kid, man. I live on the West Bank, and we used to go to Mississippi River and fly our kites. We used to make our homemade kites, you know, and ride our bicycles up on wherever and fly, because it was always windy over there, you know. And I can remember in my childhood all the different steamship companies they had in the port in New Orleans. Yep. One of them I could remember very, very distinctly was Light's Steamship Lines.
Yeah, I worked for Light's.
They had ships up and down the wharves of the
Light's Brothers used to make ketchup and rustle cattle from Florida and carted off to Cuba. It was doing all sorts of kind of funny stuff.
Oh my God, man. I didn't know that.
Oh yeah. And they sold themselves out and moved to Canada.
Oh my God, man. Oh yeah, huh?
Yep.
Well, I remember one last thing. I had a cousin that was in the Merchant Marines, okay, back in those days. And them guys made some good money back in the day, man. You know, he was gone for long periods of time, you know, on the seas. But, you know, he made good money, man. And that's the reason why he did it. And now all of that's gone now. There's no such thing as a Merchant Marine anymore. Yep. It's gone, dude.
American flag. The American flag is...
I don't even trust the Coast Guard anymore. I'm hearing things about the Coast Guard, which is starting to scare me, man.
It's a branch of military. It's not supposed to be. It can carry on military tribunals of civilians. Like what happened to me. That's what I'm telling you guys.
Well, God bless y'all, man.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Could use some help, people. Call back in, Cajun Buccaneer.
God bless America. Peace out.
Peace out. All right. I could really use some help. I could use a lawyer. I really need help. Godsend. I don't know. Pray for me.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager, Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at sirspeedyneworleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do it.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at See Freeman Enterprises. 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Paz, Louisiana. 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.